been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Friday, January 1st. Do you know which way the market is bouncing today? Today, the rubber ball, follow it, is bouncing to the upside after a 650-point drop yesterday. It's enough to make your head spin. I haven't checked on Dramamine C-Sick pill sales recently, but I got to believe they're pretty robust. Today we've got the Dow up 475 points. It's up 2.1%, but look at where it's at, 23,161 after dipping down below 23,000. Yesterday, the market is still in a pretty severe downtrend from a technical point of view, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ. Speaking of the S&P, it is up 51 points today. That puts it back to just under 2,500, 2,499 today only. It's up 51.8. The S&P 500 is up 2.1%. We've got the NASDAQ up 2.4%. It's up 153. It's at 66.16 after closing above 8,000 not too long ago. Russell 2000 up 1.8. That's the small cap index. It's up 25 points today to 13.55. We've got crude oil up $1.69. Boy, I'll tell you what, there is a very strong correlation between the price of oil and the market. Crude oil is up $1.69 today. It's at $48.78. Crude oil is up 3.6%. Gold is down, taking it pretty hard today, down 1.2%. It's at $12.78, and the 10-year yield is at 2.64%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Follow the bouncing ball. Yesterday, the market down 650. Today, the market up 450. Christmas Eve, it was down 650. The day after Christmas, it was up 1,000 points. This is where you have to step back and look at the trend lines, because the bouncing ball from day to day is tracing out trend lines. Are we getting higher highs and lower lows? Are we in an uptrend? Are we getting equal highs and equal lows in a sideways trend? Or are we getting lower highs and lower lows, as would be in a downtrend? Well, I'll be going over the technical analysis of the markets this weekend once again. That's one of the pillars of the market: fundamental analysis, relative strength analysis, technical analysis. And let's throw the market in there as the fourth leg of that stool. You can have the best stocks in the world, but if you don't have the market on your side, you're going to suffer right alongside with the market. Well, we've got the Dow up today after a huge drop yesterday on Apple's warning and on some weaker than expected economic data, which we'll be going through here in a moment. I begin the day with just 48 B plus or better stocks. That is very low. That's the indication of an extremely weak market at the current time. And I've been down in those low areas. And my normal, in a normal healthy market, I get 300 or 400 B plus better stocks. That's my proprietary ranking, my grading system. Out of over 5,041, I've got 48 today. I've only got 50 A plus momentum grades. Maybe we'll go through a few of those today. A lot of them are inverse funds. And I have another 45 A or better momentum grades those are all very, very weak numbers. I begin the day with mostly watching from the sidelines with a 79% cash position. 79% cash position. We got to have this market make up its mind, which on a daily basis right now, I would call it schizophrenic maybe. Manic would probably be a better word. That's the behavior of the market here, really since the first week of October. Well, yesterday it was the Apple warning. We had the three major stock indexes fall between 2.5% and 3% as a very rare revenue warning from Apple and weaker than expected data on U.S. manufacturing sparked worries about a slowing global economy. Well, the slowdown in global growth isn't new, but it's now a worry that things are slowing down more quickly than we originally thought. And that was a shocking number yesterday. Now, we'll go over the numbers that have come out today, but the number yesterday, 9 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with information technology, and Apple's a big part of that, that sector was down 5.1%. Apple was down 10% yesterday, and that makes it at its lowest level since mid-2017. And the drop in tech stocks, listen to this, was the biggest drop for the group since 2011. The industrials were down 3% yesterday, materials down 2.8%. The REITs were up 0.5%, and utilities were up 0.1%. But it wasn't only Apple yesterday that caused the big spill. Delta Airlines plummeted 8.9% after it pre-announced Q4 results, which included weaker than expected unit revenue. Well, you know, the airline stocks are also a bellwether for our economy. People flying to do business, people flying to go on vacations, etc. That's a little disturbing to see Delta Airlines, a report where they guided lower on their results, and they actually pre-announced their Q4 results. And we saw a big risk-off move to U.S. Treasuries yesterday. That sent the 10-year note down to 2.55%. It also sent the 2-year note down also. We currently have 17 basis points between the 2-year and the 10-year, so we have not seen a yield curve inversion because the rates are being driven down about equally on the short term, the 2-year, and on the longer term, 10-year note. 17 basis points currently separate the 2-year and the 10-year. I update that yield curve every single week in the Gunderson newsletter. Well, do you think the Fed will pause its rate hikes? We might get a clue today. Our friend the Grinch is speaking post-Christmas. Our friend Jerome Powell, who stole our Santa Claus rally and turned it into a Grinch rally, especially on Christmas Eve. Come on, Jerome. You can do better than that. Give a guy a break here. Anyways, we'll see what Jerome Powell has to say today. Now, let's go to that really disturbing report yesterday. ISM manufacturing. Now, that number came out during, while I was doing the show yesterday, actually while I was trying to get online, my equipment had gone offline for a few seconds right as the show started. We got it back up and running. It's always an adventure doing live radio. Usually it works out just fine, 99% of the time. And if there is an error, there's something on my side. The guys at Salem do a great job for me in Dallas. Well, the ISM manufacturing fell sharply. New orders declined. It hasn't gone negative yet, but 54.1 was the number yesterday. That may sound okay, but the consensus was 57.9, and last month we had 59.3. So what happened to the manufacturing sector all of a sudden? I would have to draw the conclusion that it's coming from the trade war, with China, just as the big drop in Apple stock yesterday. A lot of that, I think, the finger can be pointed at China with very weak sales for Apple in China, and the ongoing trade war certainly not helping the global economy, certainly not helping the markets worldwide. We also had an unexpected claim, jobless claim, rise in jobless claims. We'll get to today's jobs report here in a moment. But the jobless claims came in at 231,000 yesterday. That was versus 217,000 consensus. Yesterday was about as gloomy a day as you could see on the market. I was happy to have an 80% cash position. Well, what's going on today? Because it's a new day in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've lost about 100 points out of the rally since we started the show. Jerome Powell is now speaking in Atlanta. He's speaking live, and it's being broadcast on the Fox Business Channel. I don't know about CNBC. The Dow was up 450, 460. It's now up about 360. So we will continue to watch today's action. Well, okay, what has set the market on fire today? After a fire alarm, blaring fire alarm on yesterday with people fleeing the theater like crazy. Well, it happened overnight. That's where it began. China cut their bank's reserve ratio to boost liquidity. China's central bank is cutting the amount of cash that lenders must hold in reserves. You see, this frees up cash to go into the economy by 1 percentage point, effectively releasing cash into the economy of China to support growth. And of course, that's another big bugaboo in the market right now, the slowing growth in China, which has been quite dramatic here recently. So anyways, that's where it all started overnight, the central bank cutting the amount of cash that lenders must hold in reserves by 1 percentage point. And again, that releases cash into the economy to support growth. Well, since then, we have had our monthly non-farm payrolls report. Now we're back up 460. We've just gained back that 100 we lost. Pass the Dramamine, please. Payrolls soar 312,000 in December. The unemployment rate goes up a little bit to 3.9%. That's as good of a jobs report as you could possibly want there. And well, now we've got Powell saying that he will be patient. He mentioned the word patient, and the market quickly regained the 100 points it lost. Be careful with those words, Jerome. He's now the market's up 496. It's a crazy, crazy market. With every breath that comes out of Jerome Powell's mouth, the market reacting one way or another. Well, anyways, let's go to the non-farm payrolls for today. 312,000. What was the consensus? 178,000. No other way to put it than a blowout jobs report. That's both good news and it's bad news. On the good side, the economy, at least from the jobs market, not ISM manufacturing, which was very weak yesterday, but from the jobs market point of view, it seems to be still a fairly robust jobs market. But will this lead the Fed to further rate hikes in 2019? Only time will tell. Economists are saying, well, this really puts the Fed into a box. On the one hand, this is the strongest payroll growth since February 2018. And on the other hand, we've got an ISM manufacturing index that came in very weak and an unemployment rate that went up a little bit. This puts the Fed in a bit of a box. They're certainly looking at the route that's taken place in the markets, and they might like to pause or end the rate hike cycle, but today's strong data, very strong data, now puts them in a box. Which way should they turn? Right now, the market is betting that the Fed is going to back off from their interest rate hikes. You know, another thing that I'm seeing starting to show up, inflation expectations. I watched an interview with Alan Greenspan. He was on with Maria Bartiromo a couple of weeks back. And he used a word that we haven't heard for quite some time, the word stagflation, where you get an economy that's barely growing and you get inflation. Now, that's not a good combination. And I've seen some of the inflationary indicators, such as you could take a look at the TIPS bonds. Those are treasuries that are protected for inflation. Now, they would be a very good investment in a rising interest rate environment, or not so much a rising interest, an environment where interest rates remained the same or even went down and inflation picked up. And I've seen the TIPS, that ETF, the symbol TIP, it's gone from 108 to 110 over the last 2 months. So that's about a 2% move in TIPS. TIPS are just one indicator out there of inflation expectations, and we have seen a pretty bold move in TIP, the TIP ETF recently. The other biggest indicator for inflation is precious metals, gold. Gold has also been moving up here recently. Gold has made about a 6 or 7% move since late December. So gold could also be seeing inflation down the road. We're now at 576 points in the market on comments coming from Jerome Powell, which included the word patient on interest rate hikes. How did the global markets do overnight after America's big rout yesterday? Well, China was up 2%. Japan down 2.3%, India up 0.5%, and Europe up a little bit. There's also some news out there, which there seems to be every day. China's Commerce Ministry announced that vice ministerial level trade talks with the U.S. would be held on January 7th through January 8th. That's Monday and Tuesday, I want to say, as the two sides look to end a bruising dispute. So that also is helping the markets today. What a difference one day makes. In the meantime, China continues to grab Canadian citizens after Canada arrested the Huawei CFO, Meng Wanzhou. 13 Canadian citizens have now been detained. But it's amazing all the weapons that are used in a trade war, huh? Nabbing Canadians, part of the trade war taking place, a bruising trade war. I think that's the correct word for it, between the U.S. and China. Well, Japan continues to slide into a bear market. I was looking at a chart of the Nikkei EWJ. Is an ETF that tracks Japan. That thing just continues to slide. Japan is now in bear market territory. Meanwhile, we've got a new Congress. What did the Who say? What did Pete Townsend say in his song? Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Well, it looks to me like they're going to pick up right where they left off. Not being able to get along, not being able to get anything done. They both fold their arms and say, nope, nope, nope. And meanwhile, the government shutdown enters its 14th day. What impact will that have, if this continues, on the economy and the stock market? And what are some of these big firms' top picks for 2018-19? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the yo-yo, that's probably a better word for it, yo-yo trading on Wall Street continues today after a 650-point drop yesterday. We're gaining much of that back here today. Yesterday it was bad news from Apple. It was bad news from Delta. It was a rise in the jobless claims numbers, unexpected. And it was also a very weak ISM manufacturing index. Today, it's a loosening of cash by China, injecting some cash into the system. It's a renewed low-level trade talks next week between the U.S. and China on the bruising trade war. And it's also a very strong jobs report today, much stronger than expected. And it's the word patient being used by Jerome Powell here so far in his discussion today. Well, here's something else to worry about. This shutdown, there's an estimate out by Bloomberg citing that every 2 weeks that the government is shut down, it reduces U.S. GDP by about 0.1%. You know, that's pretty significant. You know, every 2 weeks, if you're looking at, let's say you're looking at 2.5% growth for the first quarter of 2019, which we are now in, 0.01% every 2 weeks, well, we'd be at 2.4 2 weeks from now, 2.3 4 weeks from now, 2.2 6 weeks from now. That's not good. So they do need to get some kind of a working agreement between the two parties to end the government shutdown, or we're going to start feeling it in U.S. GDP. We are now in day 14 of the partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Well, what did Apple, what caused that yesterday? Well, they blamed mostly their sales in China. But there's a lot of other companies that sell to China. And a lot of them are being called out today as potential problems because of their high exposure to the retail sector in China. Okay, so here's some other names that you might want to be wary of because of their exposure to China. Adidas, which is A-D-D-Y-Y. I have owned Adidas in the past. 18% of Adidas sales go to China. Tiffany, you investor in Tiffany, 16% of their sales go to China. Nike, let's take a look at Nike stock. How did it react yesterday with Apple's news? Yeah, not that bad. Nike has 16% of their sales to China. Skechers, SKX, has 15% of their sales to China. Tapestry, which includes a lot of high-end brands like Coach. Tapestry, 14% of their sales to China. Michael Kors, 8%. Under Armour, 5%. How about retailers without any exposure to China? Well, Stitch Fix, Dick's Sporting Goods, Ross Stores, Urban Outfitters, Ulta Salon, Foot Locker, Boot Barn, zero exposure to China. You know, another observation I made yesterday, and I sent out a tweet, and I sent out a direct message to my live trading subscribers. I remember back in 2008, there are stocks that are called recession stocks. Pawn shops, Dollar Tree stores, auto parts, liquidators, deep discounters, just to name some names. Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree, I want to say, was up 60% during the bear market of 2008. AutoZone did very well during the bear market of 2008. Dollar General did very well. And the discounters like Ross Stores and TJ Maxx did very well. Also the pawn shops, because gold went up. Pawn shops deal a lot in gold. I saw a very good action yesterday in this recession. I had to create a sector, the recession sector, which would also include the bond market. You know, the bond market was up 23% in 2008 when the stock market was down 38%. And we're seeing that kind of action, early action, again in the market. It would seem that the bond market has been telling us for quite some time now, since it, what did it peak out at? The 10-year peaked at 3.25%. It's been coming down ever since. Now it's at 2.65. We've lost about 60 basis points off of the 10-year. The bond market is pricing in and predicting a recession, and I'm watching those recession stocks like Ross Stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, AutoZone, etc. They've also been breaking out to the upside recently. So that's another thing. You know, you got to be on recession watch. Now, of course, we got the big jobs report today, but let's not forget we got the very, very weak ISM manufacturing index yesterday. I would pay more attention to yesterday's report than today's jobs report. I think ISM is much more indicative of the overall health of the economy. But those are just a few reports, and there will be many more coming out in the days and the weeks ahead. Well, that healthcare sector, Bristol-Myers made a bold move yesterday, paying a lot of money for Celgene, which has been a very, very poor performing stock. They're anting up some $60 billion is Bristol-Myers. Bristol-Myers themselves is a $75 billion company. That is a big bite to chew for Bristol-Myers taking a chance on Celgene, which is $65 billion. Bristol-Myers is $75 billion. The market did not like Bristol-Myers' move. Bristol-Myers has been under a lot of pressure recently. One of their main drugs is losing out in the results category to another big drug company. And the Celgene has the same problem. One of their main drugs has also been losing market share to competitors. But there's a lot of people that think that Bristol-Myers probably made the move to also get Juno Therapeutics, which Celgene bought. Juno is one of those CAR T cancer cell, edit the cancer cells companies, which is a promising technology, but it also, there's a lot of doubters too. It's a high risk type of thing. So you could say that Bristol-Myers is making a pretty big gamble here to turn the stock around, which has gone from $63 clear down to $46 recently. And it sold off pretty viciously yesterday after they announced their purchase of Celgene. I have owned Celgene in the past. Celgene just has not seen any growth for a long time. And again, one of their major drugs continues to lose market share, as does Bristol-Myers. So I don't think I'd be an investor in that one. Well, there's a reunion taking place in Atlanta today. Look at this. We got Janet Yellen. We've got Ben Bernanke. We've got Jerome Powell. Where is Alan Greenspan? How come he is not there? And it is being broadcast live from Atlanta. And, of course, the market hanging on to almost every word. Now, one of the areas of good news here, mortgage rates have gone down. What are you paying right now for your 30-year fixed mortgage? Mortgage rates went down to 4.5% for the week. Now, if you go back 1 year ago today, however, the 30-year was at 3.95%. But we did go right up to 5% here recently, so we've had about a half a percent dip in mortgage rates here. The five-year hybrid adjustable rate mortgage averaging about 3.9% right now. That compares to 3.4% 1 year ago. Well, has the market moved into oversold territory from a sentiment point of view? There's a lot of market analysts that watch the sentiment on the market. They love bearish sentiment. The more bearish that investors and professionals and individuals become, the more bullish they get. Where are the sentiment readings right now on this crazy yo-yo market that we are currently in? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Patriot Mobile wants to know, what's your New Year's resolution? Why not find a better fit for your values? Big Mobile funds the left and donates to causes like Planned Parenthood and gun control. Patriot Mobile does just the opposite. They donate to conservative causes every time you pay your bill. Wouldn't you rather fund pro-life, religious freedom, and Second Amendment rights with every call you make? It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. Most people save money and know that their hard-earned dollars are working to make America great again. Bring your own phone, keep your phone number, buy a new phone, whatever it takes, now is the time. Make a New Year's resolution to stop spending money at companies that contradict your values. Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make a New Year's resolution. Join the revolution. Switch to Patriot Mobile today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as far as the panic euphoria model, where are you at right now? Panic euphoria? Today it's euphoria. Yesterday it was panic. There seems to be nothing in between right now. Citigroup's chief U.S. equity strategist Tobias Lefkovich, who's on TV from time to time, his panic euphoria model has finally dipped into panic territory, a contrarian signal suggesting high probabilities of the market moving higher over the next 12 months. According to Lefkovich, the average return from these spots is 18%. So from his mouth to God's ears, Tobias Lefkovich, market hits panic territory yesterday. That's the sentiment. That's the panic euphoria model. And he says that the average return from these spots is 18%. Also in the market's favor, says Lefkovich, year three of the presidential cycle, which we have now entered into, has proven to be the strongest with an average return since 1900 of 10.5% and a median return of 14%. You know, I just find that you can throw all of these things out the window because every year is different. But if you're looking at from an odds point of view, from a probability point of view, at least the chief equity strategist at Citigroup is suggesting that with the market now in panic sentiment territory, there's a good chance for a rebound. All right, let's take a look here at Apple once again. You know, Apple hit $1 trillion on October 3rd. You know, that's about the top of the market, wasn't it? I think Amazon hit $1 trillion shortly thereafter. Apple has now fallen by 39.1% since October 3rd when the stock hit a 52-week high of $233.47 per share. Today, Apple is trading at $146.77, and it's picking up, 3.3% of what it lost yesterday. So you got some value hunters in there. But it has gone clear down to $674 billion from $1 trillion. $326 billion has disappeared in its drop from its high of 233 to the current read of 146.78, which now puts Apple in fourth place behind Microsoft, Amazon. Who is in fourth place? Let's see. I lost my fourth place one. Well, Microsoft and Amazon are now one and two. Apple has dropped to number four. And, of course, Warren Buffett, 21% of the of his Berkshire Hathaway fund was Apple. Maybe it's a little bit less than that. But, of course, the Oracle of Omaha, famous for focusing on long-term returns and ignoring the day-to-day gyrations of the market. It's Alphabet that's in third place. So Apple has now dropped behind Alphabet. The stock formerly known as Google, it's now the biggest market cap company is Microsoft, number two Amazon, number three Alphabet. Number four, coming in at number four now, out of the trifecta money, is Apple. You know, also yesterday, the airline sector was just smashed. Delta reported weaker than, well, they actually pre-announced a very weak quarter. Delta stock plunged to a new 52-week low. A lot of very disturbing signs showing up, and I've been talking a lot about the rise in gold recently, the big move into the bond market recently. That's very disconcerting. Seeing the index or the inverse fund start to rise to the top. In fact, the number one rank in my database today is Dog. Well, it's not right today, is it? But how has it done over the last several months? It's done quite good, thank you. So no matter whether you're a bear or a bull, there's going to be days that you're right, there's going to be days that you're wrong. It's the overall trend that counts. Well, here's what Goldman Sachs says to do in 2019. Everybody just pushed their radio button. I don't care what Goldman Sachs has to say. Goldman Sachs is adding Netflix to its conviction buy list. But I don't know if I feel so good about that because it's replacing Snap, who they had on their conviction buy list. Snap has done terrible since it was on Goldman Sachs conviction buy list. Now they're taking it off and adding Netflix to their conviction buy list. I think I'll stay on the sidelines with that. Rite Aid eyes a reverse split. I wanted to mention reverse splits. That is not a good sign. I think there's a lot of stocks that are getting ready to do reverse splits. That means if you're a 96-cent stock, you do a reverse 10-to-1 split or 1-to-10, now you're a $9.60 stock, and you look a lot better than if you're a 96-cent stock. I think JCPenney, Sears, I think, did a few reverse splits, maybe not along the way. But Rite Aid is one that is definitely, definitely on the ropes. Well, I'm working on the newsletter today. I've got a really good start. I've got my story basically written. I've got the 2018 final results in for the markets, for the asset classes, for the sectors of the market. I'll be updating my projections for 2019, particularly my earnings estimate. There's my key indicator. Which way are earnings going to go in 2019 for the S&P 500? Why is that so important? Because the market has followed those earnings for 9 years. Those earnings have been growing for 9 years, and the market has followed right along. It just stands to reason that as soon as those earnings top out, expectations, that is, and start to recede, then we're in big trouble. Because not only does the market follow earnings, it also follows earnings expectations. Well, if you're tired of passive investing, of index investing, with the indexes perched to go over a cliff, maybe you'd like someone that's a little bit more active in the market. Why not give Gunderson Capital Management? I'm up to my eyeballs 10 hours a day, more sometimes, in the market. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Get the newsletter this weekend. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.